Hi, Dr. Gary here. We sell dental practices nationwide. So today's topic is, how long should a seller wait for the best price of his dental practice sale to come in? So we'll talk about that. Anyway, we've been doing the dental practice brokerage now nationwide for 12, 13 years. We have 10 employees, and we're available to you 363 days a year, except Christmas and Easter. Just call us from 7:30 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. East Coast time, 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com, dentalpracticeguide.com. So call us or email us and we'll be happy to speak to you. A lot of good information on that website too. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. Consult your professionals for that. If you want to sell, and you're a big practice, you want to sell to the DSOs, usually looking for things a million and above. Although some are looking for some lower price ones, give us a call because majority of them all pay my commission. And I'm independent, I have nothing to do with them, but they pay our commission. And certain DSOs will pay your legal fees, reimbursement upon successful closing, based on certain criteria, of course. But give us a call. We'll be happy to chat with you and talk to you about the various practices. We've been doing this a long time now. I was a dentist for 25 years, and now for the last 12, 13 years doing the dental practice brokerage. So getting back to the topic, how long should the seller wait for the, so to speak, best deal? How long does the best deal take to come in? Well, there's a lot of factors that you have to come into play. Certainly, you've been working all your life and you want the maximum amount you can get for your practice. But it's also based on cash flow. There's an average cash flow, return on investment that a buyer will pay. And beyond that, they begin to question. And even though it may cost a lot more money to build and exist a new practice from scratch, you can't always use that logic because that practice has no track record yet that the doctor's going to build. And there's a 99% success rate, he's going to be successful. So the banks will take a chance and fund $400,000, $500,000 on a startup. But getting you the best price, when practices are first put on the market, activity. People that have been looking for a while and they see something new, they move on it, they jump on it. And sometimes they will put an offer in very early. Many times the seller is not ready for this. They're not like the first week or 2 weeks or first month. They get an offer. They're surprised. But what it is that buyer has been out there looking and searching and searching. And all of a sudden he saw your practice. The chemistry was there. He or she makes the move on it, puts the offer in. And it's sometimes difficult for the seller to just except that if the buyer came in so soon, maybe it's too early and they want to wait for other ones. Historically, we find if the buyer is offering somewhat of a market value, fair market value, what's the sense in waiting? Yeah, you could have somebody else. You could wait longer and hope to get another buyer. But many times that anxious buyer that's ready to buy, that was the first one to buy, is actively looking. And if you say no, he just may go to another, just find another practice. And that's happened many times. They're ready to buy. They're anxious to buy. They have the money. They've been approved for the bank. They may have had one deal that fell apart. They see yours and they move on it. And they put the offer in. And you don't think it's enough. And then they move on. And they'll find something else. And then you're waiting for a higher offer. It's challenging. And I do. I'd agree you deserve the top dollar for your practice. But something that you have to take into consideration. You've made a fair profit on that practice over the many years. And understandable, you want to get the top dollar now, but it's something to consider that you've gotten a fair amount of profit already, and you've got to take that into consideration. You may not get the exact price you want for the practice, but you may get market value and it's close to it. So consider that and realize that maybe you won't get the exact dollar amount, but you would have sold to somebody you feel comfortable with, which is a big deal. We've talked about this before. Then most of the sales go to somebody that the seller is comfortable with, assuming they've given some fair market value. They always choose to sell to the doctor they feel comfortable with because they want their patients in good hands. They want the staff taken care of. And they want to know that this dentist is going to do quality dentistry, and then they can relax a little bit. They don't want to have problems after the sale. So it's who they're comfortable with, too, plays a factor, along with getting the dollar amount that they want and if they feel the doctor is qualified, too. But it's something to consider. So how long do you wait? You have to, if you get a fair market value from somebody that's anxiously been waiting, probably going to be a good purchase or sale to that he or she doctor. And our suggestion is you should heavily consider that. We're not in the rush to sell your practice. We want to sell for you as soon as possible. We're not going to push you that you must sell if anybody comes along. But you're going to find after a while, you don't want to go through one trial, two trial, three trials, or two, three letters of intent, hoping to get a higher dollar amount. And then that first one who you liked but left now, can't go back to them because they've already bought another practice. So a lot to consider when it comes to this. You may not want to hold out for the top dollar all the time because you get a quality doctor in there that you're comfortable with, and he has approvals and things go, things can go forward with that doctor. Now, these are times, we're in summer of 22, that's a little different than ever before in the last 8-9 years because interest rates are going up monthly, if not biweekly. That's what's going on. So it was 3.5 or 3.25 interest rate for the buyer has risen now to 4.5, maybe 5. Rates go up. So you go from 3.25 to 5. That's a pretty big jump. All right. So there is a sense of urgency on the buyer's behalf because they want to get the deal locked in at a lower interest rate. To go from 3.25 to 5 is a big jump percentage-wise. You could see that. So these are things for you to consider, too. You want the buyer that can afford the practice and not be overburdened. And if you want to wait and wait each month in this time period, in summer of 22, or spring, summer, the interest has been going up and up and up. So now times are a little different. You may not just want to kick back and wait for the highest bid, because as you wait, prices are the affordability is reduced. It's reduced because the interest rate is up higher. So something for you to consider. Anyway, that's it for the day. We had a beautiful summer night here. Hope I can go down to the beach tomorrow. Thank you, bye.